proclamation number 4968 dated the September 17th, 1950. Test the spirits. Satan's great power before the end. Doubts. You will experience ever more doubt and confusion thanks to my adversary's incentive who wants to pull you away from me and also prevent the pure truth from establishing itself as it will glaringly highlight his activity. He is therefore always keen to isolate my followers and representatives on earth, to stop their connection with people who want to educate them and introduce them to the truth. He proceeds with great cunning and in a disguise which even my own find difficult to recognize. He spreads his poisonous seeds all over the place to render everything which is intended to have a life-giving effect incapable of living. He instills severe doubts in the hearts of those who work for God and His kingdom. But anyone in doubt should turn to me directly in German 1, as the eternal truth will help him at all times, for it is my will that the truth shall be spread and that everything shall be denounced which does not correspond to truth. I can certainly impart the truth to you directly, however, as long as you are not receptive for communications from the spiritual kingdom, you will be instructed through my messengers, and you should scrutinize their credibility, their faithfulness, that is, their way of life according to my will. Then you will be able to form a correct judgment. Then you will be beneficially affected by the pure truth and you will recognize that which does not and never can come from me. My adversary will put even the staunchest champions of faith under severe pressure with his weapon of deception and falsehood. He, too, pretends to be devout and devoted to God if he can thereby cause confusion. He does not eschew from using the mask he hides behind and presents himself as my representative on earth, yet it is easily recognizable for anyone who wants to belong to me and is watchful. He can be recognized. Consequently, not one of my own needs to be afraid of getting caught up in his web of lies, as long as he genuinely wants to do what is right. He can only cause confusion in weak or undecided people who have not entirely escaped from his power. And he is only able to deceive them because they don't take an examination seriously and don't keep strictly to my word, which always helps them to become aware. Anyone who lives a life of love, who therefore lives up to my word, cannot be deceived by elusive words of love, for my adversary will never preach unselfish love but always endorse that which will provide people with earthly success, even if the word love is used as an excuse, for then selfish love becomes the driving force of action, which I never have preached nor ever will preach to people. The spirits which visibly or invisibly approach people must be tested, and they can certainly be recognized if the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is mentioned to them, if I myself am called upon in spirit and in truth for help with every serious scrutiny. If complete clarification about Jesus, the Son of God, and his act of salvation is demanded from these spirits, they will have to speak up, regardless of whether they are spiritual beings or embedded as humans. And every spiritual being which stands up for Christ and his act of salvation, which acknowledges him as the Son of God, is good and will never cause you harm. But if a being, be it human or spiritual, portraying itself as a savior, as someone chosen by me or as an anointed being designed to influence you, merely avails itself of Jesus' name in order to make you listen to it, then it is an emissary of hell which can only mislead those who are enslaved by it or the weak, who merely expect from it and its propositions worldly material improvements. Therefore they should not be spiritually acknowledged as my messengers. My adversary has great power, especially during the last days before the end, but it will never be so great that it could be detrimental to you, my faithful followers. For if you live a life of love, you will be spiritually enlightened and recognize Satan's machinations. However, many people are still captivated by him, and they themselves grant him the power he exerts over them. He will certainly still cause much confusion amongst people, yet my own will not fall prey to him, and even the tiniest spark of desire for truth will find me prepared to endow my grace so that my adversary's activity shall be recognized and abhorred. You, who are true yourselves, should therefore not fear his mask. A heartfelt thought sent up to me makes his influence ineffective, and you will brightly and clearly recognize what is true and what is false. Amen.